What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaw Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go orders and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
Radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Woo! Live 24-7 on high7025fm.com.
What up, what up?
What
Fabio, it's that new Fabio. I like this song. And it, the beat hard and he's come out spitting. Shout out to Fabio.
It's time for a touch up.
No love lost.
Better than niggas that fucked up. If you loyal to me, it's just us. If I argue with you, then it's tough love. Niggas is hating, it's making me
nigga, you already said it. If I argue with you, it's tough love.
She know my bitch and I don't really trust her.
She know my bitch, I don't really trust her.
Fuck them. Go to the hood and they give me a brush up. They tell me everything happened. And I knew that nigga was faking a fraud and lying the moment I sat with him. I got a problem, I call up my Africans. He got deported, but he made it back again. Don't want to mute all the niggas back. And I just want to hear my nigga see that laugh again. This is a hard living. His fame and money is God-given, but the pain admitted some dark niggas. We are not them. It's a large difference, a large difference. Live a dark life, you get a dark vision. Niggas all talk to the sparks licking.
I say legends never die. Must have never seen a gangster cry. Riding with the Nino on my side. Brandon Garden.
Man, no love lost. That's what I'm saying to our defensive coordinator. No love lost, but you gotta get the fuck on. That's buzzing. Peace out, nigga. We knew you wasn't there when we had to make you come down to the fucking field.
Nah, they put him up there.
No, they didn't. All the previous defensive coordinators was on the field. They like, nigga, come down.
Shanahan like, hey, get your ass up in the bottom.
504, no love lost. All that new shit. All that new shit.
About like, okay, come down. You need to see what the fuck you doing wrong.
Oh, shit. What the fuck happened?
What's up, everybody? You're tuned in to the Undrafted All Thoughts Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Shook, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me, chilling with my co-host.
Q Mecca, 2 Texa. You know, tragic gonna hold you down. What up?
What it do? You got some explaining to do, sir.
All right, I got the explanation already. Simple explanation.
Get into the thing. Super Bowl 58. Right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, in our own front yard went down. Chiefs!
In our own front yard.
San Francisco 49 at 25-22 in overtime. We're going to talk about overtime too. Q Mecca. Let me hear from you first, sir.
All right, so this is what happened.
What happened was,
we got out our coaches, the head coach, which is the offensive coordinator too, and the defensive coordinator got out-coached by the other team's offensive coordinator, Andy Reid. And defensive coordinator Spags.
Magnolias.
So what happened was, we did like we did in the last Super Bowl. Hell, Patrick Mahomes, he had 3 points at halftime. 3. And they got that at the end of halftime. Came out in the third quarter. 3 straight drives. That means 12 plays, 3 punts.
3 and out.
That means 9 plays, 1 run. We up 10-3. 9 plays, 1 run. Running takes the way you keep catching the ball.
What a question, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you blame for that right there?
That's coach. That's the offensive. That's Shanahan.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
That's his fault. That's
agreed.
Horrible. I was arguing with the niggas I was with who was 49er fans about, yo, why we don't run the ball? They was like, oh, he fumbled. I said, nigga, that was the first half.
Nigga, that's McCaffrey.
And it's McCaffrey. He the only one doing something.
He ain't going to do it again.
He the only one who was doing
he
something.
He ain't going to do it again.
I said, plus when you run the ball and you up, it take about 30 seconds off the clock when you run the ball. 25 to 30 seconds. Guess how much? All right, so if we'd have ran the ball 4 times in them 9 plays instead of 1, the 4 times 30 seconds. So that's about 2 minutes off.
Two and a half.
Yeah, that's about 2 minutes.
Yep.
So when Patrick Mahomes finally got the ball back in the fourth quarter, it was a minute and 55 seconds left. If we would have ran the ball, he wouldn't have had that much time.
Absolutely.
So, I blame the first person is the head coach, and he's the offensive coordinator. Absolutely. So he gets the most blame. The most.
Yes.
Our defensive coordinator has not been up to par all year. I've been talking about it week five.
His numbers is better than D'Amico's.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I'm telling you, they're not.
I went and looked.
You looked at the wrong metric.
Maybe I did.
I'm positive you looked at the wrong metric.
Okay.
Let me tell you what our defensive coordinator was. He was a DB coach.
Yes.
So he was scheming, working with the DBs, and not forgetting about the front seven, pass rush, linebacker play, which is the culture of our team. Our secondary is our weakest link.
Uh huh.
We didn't get no. He don't blitz. First of all, and when he do blitz, he blitz at the wrong time, and it be some ignorant shit. In the middle of the fourth quarter or the halftime, the head coach called a timeout and told the defense coordinator, "Yo, what kind of defense are you playing? Switch that shit up. You're doing the wrong thing."
As a head coach, you get to override that defense.
Yeah,
you hearing every.
He did override. That's why he called a timeout. He said, "Yo, timeout. What are you doing?" That's what he told him, but. As the head coach, just like you said, you hired this nigga. Y'all hired him.
Dang.
So why y'all hiring this nigga?
I want to go back to the first half, right?
Right.
That last, when they got the last three, Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't Shanahan call time? He had three timeouts. Why didn't he call timeout when the first started driving?
Yeah, bad coaching.
Because you could have saved time for yourself. You know Kansas City getting the ball back second half first.
Yeah, he made bad coaching decisions a few times.
And it was like a minute plus.
He made bad coaching decisions a few times.
Right. That's one of them. I think he got points out of that.
Yeah, that's one. The other one was not running the ball in the second half like he should have
been. In the beginning, right.
In the beginning of the second half. The other one was not understanding the overtime rules.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing right there. Like, and then you fired this dude.
Right. It's going to be a scapegoat. So my thing is this. I ain't mad at the firing, but you are the reason. Look, you hired him, first of all, and you knew better. I read an article that said, oh, they shouldn't have hired him in the first place. He really ain't the culture for the 49ers. He was this, that. I agree with all that. But if you hired him, then you got to be the blame for that. You fired him, but only because I think he ain't get fired. That's the only reason why I think he ain't get fired. First of all,
you gotta fire somebody.
Him and Lynch came in together, and Lynch and would have to be the one to fire him. If they go, they gotta go together. And it's really hard to fire a head coach going to the Super Bowl two times in 4 years. But if they had somebody that they thought was a better option, I think they would have fired him. I don't think they do. I don't think they have anybody that they think could do better. That's available. So that's why he keeping his job. But I think he's on a probation. This is what I think.
You got to win it next year.
You got to make it to the Super Bowl. If we don't make it to the Super Bowl,
you gone.
He might be gone that year.
I think this year you didn't make it, he was gone.
No, I didn't think that.
If you had lost to Detroit, I think he was gone.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think so because they like him.
No, I ain't saying I don't like him, but it's like you can't get it done. Like,
I feel what you're saying.
Plus, the shit you did with Trey Lance, you gave all them picks away, and he ain't even on team no more.
Well, I think that negates because Purdy there. Otherwise, I agree with you.
No, because Purdy's that good is the reason he still has a job.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I don't think – so the trade part, I think
– that's still in the back of their head.
You think so?
You got Michael Parsons that was one of them trades.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they picked whatever number it was.
Yeah.
It was Parsons. Waddle ended up going to Miami. Tyreek ended up going to Miami. And they ended up getting like two linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Like – they killing.
True, but we went to the Super Bowl. So
you went to the Super Bowl with another player.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, and I would agree with you if Brock Purdy wasn't there. The fact that Brock Purdy helped saving his job.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm saying take that away.
Oh, yeah, but
this is a whole package over here.
Yeah,
you gave all this away, and you still ain't got it done yet. I understand Purdy good, but you ain't got it done yet. But look what you did to get where we at.
Right. So I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I just don't agree with it. I would agree with you 100% if we didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
No, that's
the fact
what I'm
that we made it to the Super Bowl helped all that shit you said.
If you had a loss in Detroit, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know, but I hear.
Even in the playoffs. Maybe not NFC Championship.
Yeah, I understand that point more, though. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I just think that, The problem with us, I think we call niggas geniuses too early, man, right?
We
crown people too early.
Every time.
That's not to say that he ain't a good play caller. Obviously, he's been to the three Super Bowls in the last six years. So, he's good, but we crown him too early. That's the problem. Like, yo, you got to show us consistency to be considered a genius and great. When big moments, he has been to a lot of big games, more than probably other than Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, more Super Bowls than anybody else in the last whatever years. So that's
like good. Ever.
Exactly. But he ain't been showing up. And honestly, I don't blame him for the Super Bowl when we had Jimmy G.
I do.
Because I think he called the right play. Jimmy G just didn't
get
the ball.
You threw the ball and with Jimmy G too, and you didn't have, you was up 10. He threw the ball.
But when we got back, when we was down, he had to
throw the ball. You had to throw the ball. No, that's what I'm saying. Bad coaching again. Yeah, you throwing the ball when you up.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying play calling was the same.
Yeah, they did the same shit.
You still was up and was trying to throw the ball.
Because this is what I'm getting out of it. Kind of like what he did with Matt Ryan. You do the Jimmy G, and of course it'll be good. We talked about it. Brock Purdy winning Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP. Look what I did. I brought Mr. Irrelevant to a Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
He got an ego.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
This is why he went to try to get Trey Lance. He has an ego.
And he micromanages.
I'm gonna make Jimmy G the superhero, and I'm backfiring. I'm gonna make throwing all them damn passes in the third quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad. I'm gonna make Purdy because everybody talking down on him. He gets Super Bowl MVP. What they gonna make me look like?
Exactly. So you,
that's some ego shit.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that point. And like you said, listen, I think he would have been gone if they've seen a better option out there. They don't, so they're gonna keep him. But he probably is on probation to see what he do the next year. I think they expect the Super Bowl end to win because this was the year to beat.
This was it.
Because if they're going to get a top wide receiver, it's going to be problems.
They're at least going to get Hopkins.
Hey, Higgins is free. Yeah. B.A. might be free.
Devontae got a price. You miss me. They got money, too. Devontae got a price, bro.
So I think that this was a failed opportunity. And it was this, to me, this wasn't on any players. This wasn't on the players to me. This Super Bowl loss, the last one I put it on, even though your point is really good. He should have been running instead of trying to throw. But this one is on the coaches. Both
this is on coaches
offensive
right
head coach and defensive coordinator.
He played with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy had a good game. He had no turnovers, all that shit. So that's a good game.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Super Bowl. But you played careful though.
He played
you called careful plays. Is what you did.
Brock Purdy is, I believe in him, right? But Christian McCaffrey was look. If you go look at the stats, I know you're the stat. I can just tell you Christian McCaffrey's
stats.
Got
him right here.
Christian McCaffrey had 20 carries,
22 carries
for 80 yards, and he had 8 catches for 80 yards. The rest of them niggas, 2 catches, 3 catches, no nigga ever had more than 40
Jennings
yards.
Jennings had the only touchdown,
and Jennings,
he had 4 catches. Everybody had 3 and below.
Right. So
what Kittle at?
2. Kittle had 2.
McCloud 1. Conley right. 1.
So it
just
was
check, just check, yeah. Samuel 3.
Right. So that
Ayuk 3.
Yep.
And the now two people that need the ball.
Yeah,
but Samuel got 11 targets though.
I know, but they was the motherfuckers. It was a couple plays where Kansas City defense was on point. That Spags was bringing. He was rushing niggas. But Brock Purdy you got to give Brock Purdy credit. If you watch the game, a young quarterback, first time in the Super Bowl, seeing the blitz. Throwing the ball, getting it out, no interceptions, no picks, no fumbles. He did a good job. He had 1 touchdown pass.
Yep.
He did a really good job. But our offense, our coaching was the problem. As soon as Greenlaw got hurt, they went at that nigga that was the backup.
I don't know
number 48.
Right. Check it.
Brock Purdy. I don't know his name.
Brock Purdy, 23 for 38, 255, 1 touchdown, no picks, only sacked once. Jennings had that one cross the field, which was
touchdown,
crazy.
Yeah. That was a crazy touchdown.
One, I didn't like that play too early in the game.
Yeah.
But it ended up working.
It did. You talking about the Jennings pass.
Back across the field.
I thought he threw that motherfucker in the air.
And one thing I said was, that's desperation right there. It's too early for
that.
That
seems like desperation. Because you ain't calling that unless that's a play you use for, like, in the fourth quarter, you need
an overtime
play. That was, I think, it was all bad coaching. We didn't adjust when Greenlaw got hurt, when Dre got hurt, and our defense was playing five DBs, letting them niggas just catch all kind of passes the end of the fourth and OT. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, yo, press these motherfuckers. Hold. All you got to do is hold motherfucking, which is easy to say, Kelce.
Kelce.
You got to hold Kelce. Get now,
they double triple team that dude. He still got hit second half.
First half, he was one catch, one yard.
One target. Let's go to that. And with that 1 yard, one target is, I think, the Andy Reid thing.
Push, where he pushed him.
Right.
He did push him.
He pushed him. He said he apologized for it. He said he know he was wrong. I think his brother called him out on their podcast first.
Yeah, that's having a good brother that say, hey, you was wrong, motherfucker.
And he admitted it.
Andy Reid shook it off in the middle of the game. He didn't take it personal because he probably was like, yo, this nigga's just trying to win.
Yeah.
And I ain't mad at that. But I'm not mad at
winning that. Winning solves that shit.
That's facts. I'm not mad at him trying to win, and I like the way Andy Reid handled it. He didn't take it personal like, oh, this motherfucker trying to punk me. I'm no coach.
Getting the ball.
He put his ego to the side and was like, okay, he's fired up. Let me get him the ball. Shit. And he better do something.
He is the man.
The only reason he could push me is he better do something when he get the motherfucking ball.
He is the man.
So I ain't mad at the way I think men do that. A lot of people don't understand. Football is a fiery sport. Niggas get yelling at each other. Patrick Mahomes told that other nigga when he said he was wide open, he's like, the motherfucker rolled me the ball. That's why I ain't see your ass. Fuck. And I say, hey, that's what happens. Sometimes you don't see. Because it was on the play where we threw that shit to Debo and Chris Jones was on Brock Purdy ass. I was in the middle of the field wide the fuck open. He hit him with the boot because he our best route runner. But he didn't see
Kenny. When you got a five in your face.
Exactly. You can't see that shit. So overall, it was bad coaching. The coaches took fucking blame for that failure, for that loss.
And you got a scapegoat in firing Wilkes. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he had a scapegoat. Wilkes
he did not deserve to get fired.
No, he's not it.
That's he didn't deserve to get fired, though.
He's not it, though.
Okay, cool.
All right, listen. See, cause a lot of y'all think he got fired for the Super Bowl.
No.
That ain't why he got fired.
I know why he got fired.
He got fired because the whole year, he has been... our defensive line and our linebackers are the heart of our defense. The DBs, y'all don't know them niggas. None of them niggas ain't that good. They mediocre at best, except Hufinga.
You're only good because your front seven is great.
And the front seven this year took a step back.
And I think the D-line, even though y'all got somebody, two people actually.
We should have been better, bro.
You should have been way better than that.
And that's why you got fired.
And you got two cats that can get after the running back. Exactly. Gregory and Chase.
Right.
And motherfucking and Bosa.
Right.
Hawthorne.
Exactly.
Bruh.
And Eric. So.
Right.
So.
Armstead.
Exactly. So.
The fucking Pro Bowl D-line.
Pro Bowl. And then two Pro Bowl linebackers.
Right.
So. And listen, I'm going to tell you what my brother told me. My brother watched the game. He's like, nigga, and it was in the Detroit game. He's like, Fred Warner was calling the plays because they ain't on the same page. He's like, the coach, the defensive coordinator and the defensive linebackers, Captain, they not on the same page. He's like, and you can see it against Detroit. He's like, yo, he started calling the plays from the sideline because that nigga ain't doing the right shit. And I said, yo, he deserved to be fired. Look, I hate to see a black man lose his job. I'm going to tell y'all. I hate to see a black man lose his job. I never wish for that. I never even would agree with no shit like that. Yo, get a nigga, keep the job anyway because he black. But get your ass out of here, motherfucker. No love lost. You got to go. You was too passive from the jump. You up in the booth looking like offensive coordinator. Nigga, get that. Defensive coordinators be on the field. They got to feel the energy of they niggas. They can't just be on the booth calling plays. Nigga, you ain't even blitzing nobody. You ain't scheming up no packages to get a pass rush. We getting tore our ass up. We getting tore up by the elite quarterbacks. All the elite quarterbacks tore us up.
Some of those extra possession y'all got were turned over by Kansas City. Pacheco fumbled the ball two times.
Yep.
And lost both of them.
And we didn't capitalize on
none of them. Y'all threw the ball in them plays.
Then we got a punt. That punt was...
They still gave the ball to Pacheco.
Okay, yeah, because you got to have faith. They showed that. What Kansas City showed us is when them niggas got the most drop passes in the league, he still
threw them the ball
and had trust in them because you got it.
That's how you got to do. You got to keep throwing the ball. They got to get comfortable somewhere.
That's the growing pains. And shout out to our kicker because he went through the growing pains too, and he showed up when it counted. He didn't miss a fucking kick.
Both kickers.
Exactly. So shout out to our kicker because we was looking at your ass suspicious, but we got to understand when you're a rookie, you're going to go through the rookie mistakes. You got ups and downs. Yeah. But as long as you came through and our coaching staff didn't fucking come through. We need to go get Bill Belichick as the defensive coordinator.
Bill Belichick is not taking no defensive coordinator
job. Well,
fuck it,
Rex Ryan. Hey, Mike, go get Rex Ryan. Because there ain't nobody else out there.
But do Rex want to play coach with him? Shit. I mean, we'll see. You're going to have to get somebody.
Wait.
This is my hold up. Wait. You just fired Steve Wilkes because he was outside.
What you mean outside?
He wasn't in the organization at first. You went and got an outside defense coordinator. So you fire him. Mm-hmm. And you go get another outside defense coordinator, nigga, we going to fight.
No. Well, you know what that says? To me, it says we don't see the fact that we hired Steve Wilkes said that we didn't see
okay,
nobody.
Okay, cool. You fired Steve Wilkes. Ain't nobody else out there. Before you fired him, ain't that many picking from the litter anyway.
Yeah, because we
okay, fighting. Cool. So it better be somebody from the inside.
No. See, I look at it this way.
That is crazy if you fire Wilkes.
If he don't.
And you don't do that.
If he don't hire nobody from the inside, that means he don't see nobody from the inside that he think is good enough.
That is right, and that's crazy.
And that means go get fucking Rex Ryan.
What if he says no?
If he say no, then go get Mike Vrabel.
What if he say no? He's a head coach. That was good.
If them niggas all want to be head coaches, they ain't got no head coaches jobs right now.
I mean,
now.
I get it.
So them niggas better do the defensive car. Hey, why wouldn't you? If you're a defensive coordinator, because Rex Ryan did an interview with who just hired
the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's right. Sure did.
He said he don't interview with, he said he don't do what he did. He said he called Mike McCarthy. He ain't called Shanahan. He called Mike McCarthy.
Oh, for real?
It's only a few teams that I would pick the phone to McCall for.
Shit, I would think we would be one of them.
He said, I think Dallas just need another person, another person to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody like him.
A different voice. Right.
I agree with that.
Because Rex already got his stamps.
Because Rex is already Rex, right?
He coming there, he going to be Rex, but they still pick Zimmerman. But Zimmerman was already in Dallas before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand why they picked that.
I do understand that, but
so
I don't know.
So if Rex don't want to go there, which I think he'll be a good pickup.
I think Rex.
At the same time, what if he don't want to go there?
If he don't want to go there, shit, I don't know what we're going to do. They said that they looking for somebody that they rerun the Seattle Cover 3 shit, and Wilkes wasn't a part of that shit. And I'm like, yo, why are you hiring him? Quit making excuses. If you knew all this shit before you hired him, you shouldn't have hired the nigga.
Right.
That's what I feel, and that's on the head coach and the GM. That's on y'all. Y'all trying to correct y'all.
Hit numbers with better than Zimmerman.
y'all trying to correct y'all fuck up, but y'all fucked up. And y'all lucky ain't no other coaches out there.
You
to
lucky
fire
Brock Purdy good.
And y'all lucky Brock Purdy. Yeah.
Let's just say that first.
That's true. Brock Purdy helped save y'all jobs.
All of them.
Because we went up for Trey Lance like that shit, and we should, nigga, that
like
nigga
he about to be Russell Wilson.
Right. So, hey, we lucky coaching. That's bad on y'all niggas. That means y'all got to do better next year than what y'all did this year. And the only thing better than this year that y'all could do is win the Super Bowl against niggas that's going to be help against a more healthier. Probably they're going to probably pick up a wide receiver.
They're
going to
pick
up a
good one, too.
Exactly. So it's some free agents. We gonna lose some people. We're going to lose some people.
I ooped him up. If the money good somewhere else, he go.
Yeah, exactly. And I ain't mad at him.
Right.
Shit, I would, too.
Nigga, I've been here.
But we going to lose some people, and you're going to have to still do it with the same or better than you did this year. So that's going to be on him. Like, I like Shanahan. Don't get me wrong. I do not like him. I just think that it's his fault why we lost this
motherfucker.
Oh, it's
his fault. I ain't saying I don't like him. He's just getting away with a whole lot of stuff.
Well, that happens.
Because he's
he got the privilege.
Because they say he's good. You regular season like everybody else then. You want to talk shit about Romo, you regular season too, nigga.
They said he's a genius, but I like, you crowning him early.
They said, I watched that on TV. You know, they trying to compare coach to coach, mm-hmm. right? Mike D'Antoni. You got a good system with good players. You just can't win it all.
Right. And I don't see how you could be a genius if you ain't won shit.
That shit.
You ain't win the big game.
They crown people too early, bro.
You can't be the genius, nigga.
Speaking of crowning, they talking about crowning Patrick Mahomes as the GOAT. We know he just won his third Super Bowl. This is his back-to-back.
If he win next year, he the GOAT.
Now, if he trips,
he the GOAT.
Ain't nobody ever tripped before, had he?
No.
Ain't nobody ever tripped.
We ain't even talked about that before.
He'll be 29 if he fucking trips.
Hey, we ain't never even talked about a quarterback winning three Super Bowls in a row.
Nine. What are you talking about? Never three ever. Close.
Exactly.
That's in my total.
If he look, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. That means the most talented. And I want him. That nigga proficiency is out this world.
And y'all, and I get it, but y'all crowning people early again.
No, he's the best I've ever seen.
I'm saying it.
I test.
I'm saying it.
Greatest is still Tom Brady.
Okay, cool.
But if he wins back to back to back, he's the greatest.
What if he wins no more after that?
It don't matter. He's the greatest.
Okay, cool. Now, I'm going to say this.
That'll be four.
Okay, cool.
In but, 6 years.
Right.
Some shit like that.
What if he don't win anymore?
Right now?
No, ever. What if he win next year, get a three-peat, and don't win no more after that?
Greatest.
Okay, cool. Because Andy Reid going to retire one day.
Yeah.
Then that greatness might be just a little bit. I ain't saying he ain't great. But we doing it to Tom Brady. We going to do it to him, too.
But we seen Andy Reid before Patrick Mahomes. True. Not
and, he
no
and he didn't get it done.
Exactly. So they together greatness.
So what I'm saying.
Right.
So what I'm saying, when Andy Reid leaves, what if he doesn't win again?
It don't. If he win back to back to back.
If he win trips in a row. And doesn't matter. Win anymore. I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Because we thought Tom Brady was going to win the undefeated season. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But we just putting it out there, y'all.
Yeah. If he don't win no more, then he's still the greatest. If he wins back to back to back.
With the eye test.
The eye test. Okay. He already the most talented. I'm calling him. Look, if you win trips, you don't need to win seven. Winning trips
and you're the reason why they won a trip. Not that you
exactly
just game managing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how game managers can win. Most game managers only won one Super Bowl.
Right.
Brad Johnson.
Unless you keep the team together.
Trent Dilfer, them niggas won one. And they never
made
it. We never thought exactly.
And McMahon.
And they couldn't even win back to back. That's how hard it is to really win back to back. This nigga win three, he's the greatest with four. He had four, the same amount as Joe Montana.
Four and five.
The same amount as Jerry Bradshaw, more than Troy Aikman, more than everybody else except Tom Brady. And it was trips, he gonna be the greatest to me. I'll take him over anybody, everybody. But why is that nigga so good? I'm like, when he playing, I'm like, this nigga did a running play. They had Joey Bosa. That nigga had Joey Bosa tackling the running back over there. And this nigga had the ball in his hand 15 yards.
He is a prototype. Option. He is what I think.
This nigga.
He's the prototype. He definitely can throw. He can throw deep. He can throw short. He can throw the corner route. He can throw the out route. Plus, he can ad lib. Plus, he's fast enough to get away.
Yeah.
Plus he scrambled like a motherfucker.
He's elusive in the pocket.
He had him on rush yards. He had more yards than Pacheco. He had 76 rush yards.
We stopped Pacheco like we were supposed to.
Pacheco had 18 carries, 59 yards, two fumbles. But they kept giving him the ball, which is
Andy Reid shit. No matter what, run the fucking ball.
Right.
We've been saying that for years here. Like, hey, why y'all stop running the ball? That's what my question was to us. Why we stop giving the ball to McCaffrey? My homie was like, he fumbled. I said, what?
Dog, he ain't going to do it again.
Right.
That was not McCaffrey.
Nigga, that was a mistake. It happened. But that was in the first half. We was up 10-3 still. Nigga,
run the ball.
Run the ball in the second half and run the clock out. The way you stop Patrick Mahomes is
keep on the sideline.
The way you keep on the sideline is running the ball with drives.
Take a timeout.
Exactly.
And score.
Once we didn't do that, and then we took the ball at we won the coin toss. Hey, we should have deferred. If we stop them, then we go down and score, we win.
Overtime?
Yeah, in overtime.
Let's get overtime. Everybody, we talking about overtime right now.
Overtime, this is where
19-19, they flipped the coin, 49-1. I'm going to tell you what I saw. When they won that toss, he's like, okay, 49, y'all won. The whole crowd, I don't think the crowd even knew what the motherfucking overtime rules were.
Nope, because it's the first time we had to use it.
And when he took the ball, I was like, first, I didn't think they messed up. But he took the ball, I said, okay, he believe in Purdy. He going to go down and score on Kansas City like that. I said, okay. That's what the first time I thought. Until he came
back. But even if we'd have scored, they got a chance.
No, I know that. But I thought when he came out later and said he didn't know, I was like, oh, I'm thinking he knew, fuck Kansas City, we going to put it on y'all first. Put the pressure on y'all.
Shit.
That's what I thought why he took the ball first.
Nigga,
that's what I thought. So when they, this is my whole thing. When they came out and said that, I was like, so y'all scored a touchdown. Y'all ran on the field like y'all won.
Yeah.
All of y'all.
We'd have thought we
said
won.
Set a hand too.
They'd have been like,
get your ass on the sideline.
Y'all didn't get a chance still. And that's the part that
that'd have been some embarrassing shit bro.
I think even Patrick Mahomes was shocked when these niggas like he was on the sideline. Like, they took the ball first?
I said that.
We when he took, beat these
niggas. When he took the ball first, I said, okay, he believed in Brock Purdy. That's the first thing I said. Then he said, oh, we didn't know the overtime rules.
Like, nigga, you shouldn't have
you said that. You should have never said that shit.
You should have went out there and said what you said.
We tried to get pressure.
We believed our offense was going to put pressure on them. And our defense been stopping them most of the game until the fourth quarter. So we thought our defense was going to work. But that would have been lies because I'm looking at the defense like, nigga, y'all niggas let them niggas march down 75 yards in overtime. We got them in fourth down maybe once.
And Patrick Mahomes kept it himself.
And nobody knew that play was going to happen. That nigga got about 15 yards on that shit.
Yeah, the most rush yards on that drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
22 yards. You had 22 yards on that. No.
He probably went
22 yards on that one. 22 right here. 22 yards on that long one that he did in
and
the fourth.
And then another one. He did another one, right?
It was 16, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So both of those was good. I mean, the first one for the first down was 9.
Mm-hmm.
The long one was 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they was set for the field goal then. But shit, they went for
it. They said, fuck it.
First down.
And that was in my heart, I was like, this nigga got the ball last. What the fuck is we doing?
That shit.
That's what Patrick said. He's like, yeah, they took the ball first. They must
have. And then you went and got 3.
Yeah. Even if we would have, I'm like, nigga, if you knew the 4 rules, that still wouldn't have worked. That 3 wouldn't have won the game.
They still got a chance because you scored first.
Exactly.
And they still got a chance because you got 7.
Exactly. So by any metric, that nigga fucked up. You can't explain the thinking. If you didn't know the rules, that 3 wasn't going to win. So if you would have went for the 7, I could understand. Okay, I didn't know the rules, but I'll try to win that shit.
Okay.
But you didn't even go for the 7.
If you win, you don't fire Steve Wilks. If you win!
Oh, they should fire that nigga regardless.
I'm saying you don't fire him if you win that game.
I hear what you're saying, and the logic do say that you wouldn't, but I say that we should have, even if we won.
He held Patrick Mahomes 3-3-3. Only time to score a touchdown when that nigga fumbled. Y'all got a whole bunch of punts that got them on the 1, or when they fumbled, they got the ball. Or when y'all got the ball in the red zone, they did not take advantage of that shit.
Yeah, we didn't take advantage of our turnovers.
Patrick Mahomes did.
They took advantage of it all.
That's when they got the 7. But that every other time shit, on the regular down the field, y'all having the 3 every time on defense. So why did he get fired for that?
But see, that's what I was trying to tell you earlier.
I get the other part.
He didn't get fired for that. He got fired for the longevity of the season.
You win the Super Bowl, he's still there. Right?
I don't know.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't hire him. I mean, I would have fired him still. He don't fit.
That's Super Bowl winner.
The reason why he might have got another job though, if you won the Super Bowl.
Hey, I mean, I get you. Go get one, but you don't fire him.
But what I'm saying is, he didn't get fired for the Super Bowl game. He got fired for everything. He wasn't a fit. So I understand. It helped that
Fire him then.
Fire him when?
When he fucking up.
No. You can't do that.
Now, right.
See, you just said he got an ego, right? I mean, I mean Shanahan.
Yeah,
he got an ego. You hired this nigga. So now you stand with this nigga, even though the fans, we see. Yo, our defense took a step back, a couple steps back. I looked at this defensive stats. In 2019, when we went to 20 the Super Bowl, we 70 yards rushing points. 70 yards per game was what we held niggas for rushing. 15 points per game is what we held niggas points. In 2020, 70 yards rushing, 15.7 points per game. In 22, I mean the last year with DeMarco, 20 points a game, something yards rushing.
No,
this year,
here we go right here.
26 points a game.
DeMeco, 18.9
what?
Offensive points per game. What they gave up.
But how much you rushing?
And 17 for Wilks. 18 for him, 17 for Wilks.
No, but how much rushing yards total yards? Because they don't tell you that. That's why that metric
on this right on one. This metric is what I'm reading you. Offensive points per game, what they give up other offense, how they play defense.
Right.
DeMeco gave up 18.9. Wilks gave up 17.5, which is a point and a half less. Offensive yards per game, 305 to 303. Takeaways, 1.5 to 1.7. All those numbers are better than DeMeco's.
Yeah, but those aren't that's what I'm saying. Those metrics lying to you. I'm talking about look at yards per game. If that ain't on there,
I don't have that
tricking
one.
You. It, rushing,
let's go find it.
It was 158 yards per game we gave up rushing, bro, this year.
And,
And the points is wrong. It was 26 points per game this year.
No.
That we giving up.
No.
I'm telling you, bro. Because the niggas were scoring points on us.
17.5.
Not this. Sure?
Yeah, the games y'all lost. Y'all scored. They was going like 19-21, whatever. But y'all shut people out, too. All that goes into an average.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I could have swore it was more than 17, 18.
No,
it was
like 22.
Because I saw the stat, the stat that they put on ESPN said 26 points per game this year. 26.
I got this one from the same one.
It was on the team.
But maybe they added the playoffs.
Oh, they did.
Maybe they added the playoffs.
They did add the playoffs.
Oh, okay. So that's why they did.
You're right. You know it because it was after. Right. So they did add the playoffs because the niggas put up a bunch of points on this. Green Bay, right. Motherfucking Detroit.
Because it's only his 1 year against DB goes too. Oh. So I think that they probably did add
and
playoffs.
That also, yeah. That's
so
true.
So I'm sure it's after because they just put it up yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. So they did add the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But even if you look at the numbers, because people were like, oh, the numbers the same. I said, yeah, but the defense ain't the same. If you look at sacks, if you look at pressures, if you look at all that
shit. Bosa won himself this year. I don't know if that has something to do with the coach.
It has something to do, I'm telling you, it has something to do with the coach. Bosa won himself.
You the one held out for money. Almost to the game started.
And I agree with that. So I'm not giving Bosa just a pass because I think the coach didn't fuck with the linebackers and the defensive line.
Then you went and got another monster.
And still can't do shit. He didn't do shit.
Then you went and got Randy Gregory from Denver, and he still didn't do nothing.
Yeah, man, this is why he got fired. We underachieved on defense, and it was the coach, our head coach's fault for hiring him. So I ain't blaming Wilkes. He is what he is.
Right.
You hired him.
You knew what he was.
So, yeah, exactly.
Like, you knew what Jimmy G was. Exactly. Y'all make him Tom Brady out this nigga.
Exactly. So I agree with you. Shanahan, all this shit is on you. And you got to take responsibility for it, even though in the article, he took halfway responsibility. Right. Like, oh, we shouldn't have hired him. We was looking for more of this, that. But you hired the nigga.
Let's go to the other side of the football. You're Patrick Mahomes, this motherfucking flowers.
Patrick Mahomes, the
34 for 46, 333, two touchdowns, and one interception. He got sacked three times.
We let that nigga throw the ball 46. How many times he threw the ball?
46. He took more L's than Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
He was a leading rusher, 9 for 66, most of that in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
He had two fumbles.
Yep. We was out there.
Pacheco had a rushing fumble and a passing fumble. He had 18 for 59 on the ground. Oh, hell, Larry ain't do shit. Yep. Kelsey, had, again, that 1 yard, one catch.
Balled out in the second half.
9 for 92.
Yep.
In the second half. Hartman, he dropped the ball, got all three hits, and got a touchdown. Ooh, the other one. So Pacheco was 6 for 6. Valdez Scantling caught 3 for 20 and a touchdown. Both of the dude that kept dropping the ball.
Caught touchdowns. That's a shout out to Patrick Mahomes for being a good leader. Like, I'm still going to come to you niggas, and I need y'all to
and
make
Andy
me right.
Reed, like, you want to be on the team next year?
And shout out to Andy Reed for being like, hey, stick with these niggas. Because even though
we ain't got nobody else.
Exactly. So, shout out to them. Hey, you just read the stats of Patrick Mahomes. Brock Purdy, if we would have won the game, he probably would have won the MVP.
He would have got MVP.
Christian McCaffrey, it's close. But he was sacked less times. He threw the ball less times. But we didn't run the motherfucking ball like we should. And that's what fucked us up.
Yeah,
back to culture. Andy, they took advantage of Kelsey and whoever the second string linebacker is, number 48. I don't know the nigga name. He was getting burnt. And that's part of the defense coordinator, too. Nigga, switch it up. Teach the nigga something. Y'all supposed to be teaching
the
nigga
something. Now you see what our linebacker's doing. Our real linebacker got hurt. They put them DBs back there. You see the difference.
Yeah, that shit. That's what happens. Right. So, Drake Greenlaw was big.
Oh, yeah.
Drake Greenlaw,
he went out was crazy.
I knew it was
and it's
something
funny. They had the camera behind him to show that shit.
Yeah, that was crazy timing. Like,
they missed me with that
once
shit,
once you seen that shit, I was like, damn, nigga, that's an LC or MC or something. It's a bad thing when a nigga fall and nobody around him.
Right.
And nobody tackled him.
You just trying to get on the field.
He just fell. I said, oh, that's bad. I knew he was out. I knew he was done. Then Debo got hurt. A little bit. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He should have. George Kittle didn't show up, or they had him blocking. He helps us blocking, but we need to get him the ball.
They had him over the top, though.
We need him. We need to get him the ball, and IU need to get the ball.
And there was sometimes Kelsey wasn't open, dog. He threw that bitch.
Of course,
you got to throw him open.
And that's it's one on one.
That's a different type of quarterback that can do that, though. When you got a rapport with your damn receiver,
right? I'm taking my big, tall, athletic tight end one-on-one with a linebacker.
Throw it up.
Every time. Or a DB. Nigga, all you niggas. Any of y'all niggas good enough. Right. You're going to have to put another
tight end
on him.
He's too fast for a linebacker. He's too big for a DB.
Right. You got to put another tight end on him. I need to have a tight end that plays DB, that hold Kelsey. Hey, you hold Kelsey. Just run with him.
Right.
George Kittle, you only on defense. You hold
Fred
Kelsey.
Fred Warner had 9 solos, and he had 13 tackles.
Yeah, Fred Warner is a motherfucking
13.
Beast.
Brown have 11.
Hey, shout out to Browns. Brown stepped up. He played better every week. And we missed our nigga number 29, Hufunga. We miss him.
McDuffie balled out, though.
Did he?
Kansas City?
Oh, yeah.
McDuffie.
He did. So did Chris Jones. Chris Jones, even if his stats don't show it, his impact was there.
Impact is everything. He had 2-2, but his impact was there.
His impact was more than that.
Player of the game. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
On defense.
That one, the one we threw the D-ball, that nigga didn't get blocked. He was like, somebody blew assignment because I didn't get blocked. I said, yeah,
It was a thing on Twitter.
We fucked up. So, coaching overall, the non-adjustment to Kelce killing us in the whole fourth quarter in overtime, bad coaching. That's on both of you niggas, defense coordinator and head coach.
Both of us should be fine.
No running the ball in the second half, the first three series, 12 plays, 3 punts, so that's 9 plays that you played, you tried to do something, 8 passes. Nigga, that's only coach.
Let's go back to this overtime shit. He said he wanted a third possession. Right?
Yeah, he said.
So, hold up. So, my thing is, you want a third possession.
So, they ain't knew the rule.
So, you knew the rule. So, you want a third possession, and you knew the rule. Plus, so, you knew your defense was going to go hold him then. And you still took the ball first.
You felt like it. And my thing is, all logic tell you, let him get the – we want that nigga to never have the ball last. We didn't see what he did in 13 seconds.
And people don't understand. People that don't understand that you're giving them 4 downs. Meaning you going for it down no matter what.
Yeah, you got to go for it.
So San Francisco going to have a 3. That's why they kick the field goal. You get the ball second, you know what you got to do. That's why they say we get the ball away, play defense first,
exactly.
See what we got to do. Oh, they ain't give a 3? Cool.
Now you get
we
a touchdown.
We can tie it up and get a touchdown and win the game.
Exactly.
They get 7, we got to get 7 now.
Yeah, we know we got to get 7. At least we know. When you give him and – see, that's your logic is right. But it's even more logic when you're dealing with Patrick Mahomes. You
gotta add that to it.
You saw what he do to niggas when he had
13 the ball last.
You don't give him the ball last. That's the key. You get the ball first. And if we stop y'all, then we can win the game with a field goal or a touchdown. If y'all kick a field goal, we can win the game with a touchdown. If y'all score, we got to score.
We can tie the game.
Then we got it.
And we can go with 2.
Hand. It's in our hand, exactly. If not, we gave him the ball last. That's why he was laughing. He was like, he knew he was going to win.
When y'all took the ball, I was like, what the? I said, clearly he believed in Brock Purdy. But then he came back and said,
totally different.
He said, we don't know about overtime.
I said, nigga.
Though you better coach your players.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. Like, even if, listen, the job of a head coach, I understand you can't do everything, but that's why you hire niggas and delegate.
But you got to make sure everything is taken care of.
No, you got to make sure you got a coach out there that know all the rules and can tell them to you in your ear if you don't. Hey, overtime is different. It's each team gets the chance no matter what, a touchdown or a field. Somebody should have told you that in your ear. Somebody should have been like, yo, overtime is different. It ain't the same overtime rules. And Josh Allen, that shit happened a couple years ago when Josh Allen didn't get
the reason why they changed it.
The reason why they changed it. And this is the first time that the overtime has been happening in the Super Bowl since then, since that playoff game. So they changed it for this, and y'all niggas should have knew that. And that's on the coach. That's on him. So on him is hiring the defense coordinator, not knowing what the fuck is going on, not running the ball, not understanding to get Patrick Mahomes to get the ball first. So that's a lot of shit on the head coach.
The thing is, you have to make it's like running a company, like running a franchise, like running a Starbucks. I need y'all to be on point. You got to make sure that they are on point.
Yeah, that's your job.
You know what I'm
saying? Your job.
You gotta know how to make the coffee, even though you are the manager.
Right.
Even though you don't do it no more,
just in case you gotta go make it.
Right.
Or did somebody call in or some shit? You gotta get
or
in there.
Or somebody specifically come in that wants you to make it.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. That's true. Any good manager, this is the facts. If you a good manager, you know how to do everybody else's job too, and yours. If you not a good manager, you don't know how to. You don't know what your employees do, and that means they smarter than you. They know more about the company than you. How the fuck you gonna train them or manage them or teach them if they know more about it than you? So that's on.
Why
the
didn't
coach.
You? You the head coach. Why didn't you change that play? You call a timeout. Would you waste it? Why didn't you change that play? You got the same playbook he got,
and.
Same thing I said about Mike McCarthy. You see what Kellen Moore was calling, you ain't saying none of that shit. But then you fire him. But if it's Mike McCarthy did better this year. Right?
Mike McCarthy. Yeah.
They'd be better with that.
That looked great. Even though he should have ran the ball more, but they already had a running back.
But I mean over the season.
Yeah, I agree. That looked good.
You gonna get your ass fired, Shanahan. If you don't win a Super Bowl, fuck that. If you don't win, you've been there too many times not to win no more.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with my team, nigga.
With that squad?
Who the fuck?
You got the best players on the team. You got all the fucking Avengers on the 49ers. And you let Thanos beat y'all again. Because they just Patrick Mahomes.
And he shouldn't. Well, it's Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey. But they shouldn't have beat
Thanos.
Us. We got a better.
You got 9 million motherfuckers over there.
We had a better
overall
team.
Better.
For sure. Everybody knew that. Everybody who objected, said, the 49ers got a better team. But Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. But that's why, you know, if you got a better team and you got the best running back
Patrick
in the
Mahomes
league.
Patrick Mahomes ain't nobody on the sideline.
That's a fact. And that's why.
Nobody.
And if you got the best running back, because I
in the league.
Got the best running back, you use him. He the only nigga been doing something in
you
goddamn
run
way.
His ass to death. You got another one back there. You know that, right?
And we got, we got three. We got three.
That ain't bad. That just ain't McCaffrey.
And, yeah, because Mitchell got in the game and did some shit for
right.
Us. So that tells you, and we got another nigga that's a second year. His name is Mason. He big and run hard. We should use him more, too. You ain't using the people, bro.
He
we
still
got more people. We
got his
more
fucking job.
Better than even the niggas that you know.
He still got his job.
Yeah, that's
the Wilks don't.
The only reason he got his job is because they don't see nobody out there.
Trash.
If Bill Belichick would say, hey, I want a coach, they might fire the nigga or make him an offensive coordinator. Look, you got two options.
Defense coordinator.
I'm talking, no. If Bill Belichick want to become the head coach,
oh.
They might make Shannon, hey, yo, you the offensive coordinator.
That's it.
Or you fired.
Right.
And we getting Bill Belichick. They might say that, but he's the only one I can see that for. He's the only one that I can see that they'll do that for. I don't see nobody else. Everybody else has got the job already. Because Jim Harbaugh would have been somebody who bring, okay, we bring him in. And then who else?
I don't think he would have went back there for the Niners. You could be right. Yeah.
But, hey, y'all, the moral of the story is, coaching matters, and that nigga Shanahan fucked up this Super Bowl. I didn't blame him for the last Super Bowl, even though Suge said he did.
And you make a quarterback that game throw,
that, I blamed him for that Atlanta shit, because I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
He didn't run the ball like he did in the other two.
It's like you trying to make quarterbacks the hero. You trying to make the nigga that you think you made
he
great.
Got a, his the ego hero. Got away, again.
All coaches got egos, but nigga, check
I,
that
if
shit.
If I made Brock Purdy the Super Bowl MVP, what they going to make? They going to boost me up so high.
And my thing is this. More than likely, if we would have won, he still would have been the MVP unless Christian would have scored a couple more touchdowns. So,
man, just win the Super Bowl. Who gives a fuck?
I agree with that.
Brock Purdy got time.
I agree with that.
But Chris McCaffrey ain't got that much time left. Let him be the MVP. He the reason you got there.
He big part of the reason. He the only one doing shit that game. He the only one who had 160 yards of touchdown.
Like, 1-35 in the fourth quarter when he's losing. Leads.
The other niggas.
1-35.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's coaching, man. We fucking
had a bad coach. In the three Super Bowls, 56-12 outscored in the fourth quarter. 56 points to 12 points in those three Super Bowls he was in.
Patrick Mahomes scored about 40 of them. against
well, Atlanta had what? 25 of them.
Did they?
Yeah, and 56 points.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, Patrick
so they
Mahomes
had 25
had
20, of them.
26
so Patrick Mahomes had the other 20, one.
27, I don't think, you know. And it's true. The nigga threw too many touchdowns in the fourth quarter against us last Super Bowl.
So in three games, you got 12 points.
Yeah, that's
in
bad.
The fourth quarter.
And you're supposed to be offensive genius or whatever they call you. Whatever they call you, nigga. They shouldn't call you that.
I think they're going
to. You never call niggas geniuses unless they done some shit that makes them a genius.
I'm kind of going to agree with that. And we need to stop crowning cats.
We do.
Like, for
fast.
Real.
We need
I
to
mean,
stop.
We can talk about the Patrick Mahomes shit. Because that motherfucker deserves to be talked about.
No, we can say he's – I don't think he's the greatest, so I don't think we should say he's the greatest.
No,
but
in the
he's
conversation.
One of the best.
In the conversation.
Oh, he's definitely in the conversation.
That's all I'm saying.
And
that's
he's probably
going to
pass the nigga that's
no, no,
the greatest
no, no, no.
in the conversation.
Can't pass him Super Bowl.
No, I'm passing
We can talk about it, though.
Yeah.
He in the conversation.
For sure.
Shanahan, you ain't in the conversation no more. You're a good regular season coach.
You're a good coach.
Good regular season coach.
Just like
– playoffs,
just,
too.
Just like
Andy Reid, bro.
A good quarterback. Like, we don't need to crown – oh, he the next Joe Montana. No, nigga, Joe Montana got four Super Bowls, and he ain't never lost a Super Bowl.
And he
– it's hard to compare niggas to that
control
all
four times.
Yes, he threw 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, nigga.
All four times he was in control.
112 quarterback rating. He was the best. When in big games, he played the best. That's why we won him.
A lot of people mad at Purdy because he took that kneel.
Yeah, I've seen that, but
– and that kneel – fucked up his yards.
Up his, yeah, I seen
and
that.
And had so much money on that shit. He should have ran the ball more, too.
Yeah, he.
But I think they
was catching
lanes.
His ass, though. They played him well because he couldn't get away. They was faster.
Kansas City defense's backs stepped the fuck up.
Oh, them niggas is good, though.
We knew Chris Jones was going to do their thing up front, but they stepped. Yes.
They balled out him. Because I think he's a free agent. They got to franchise him or something because he probably won a lot of money. But, hey, y'all, them DBs balled out. The whole defense. That's why they won the Super Bowl this year. The defense and Patrick Mahomes.
That whole team balled out.
Because I thought like them niggas was going to be one and done. I really didn't see them winning the Super Bowl.
Thanks for everybody for tuning in.
We in this bitch.
To the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. We talking about the Super Bowl recap. He cried.
I didn't cry like I did in 95 when I was a 16, 17 year old.
That's why he keeps saying cowgirls. He still hurt from 95.
But I ain't crying over these niggas no more. Only thing
Have a great motherfucking weekend, everybody.
Peace out.
We out.
We out.
Deuce.
Deuce. Deuce.